لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض؟ إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. ويعبدون من دون الله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وما ليس لهم به علم وما للظالمين من نصير. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات تعرف في وجوه الذين كفروا المنكر يكادون يسطون بالذين يتلون عليهم آياتنا قل أفأنبئكم بشر من ذلكم النار وعدا الله الذين كفروا وبئس المصير. يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. ما قدر الله حق قدره إن الله لقوي عزيز. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. Respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have just heard the beautiful recitation of five verses of Surah Al-Hajj. from verses 70 till verse 74. The translation of verse 70 is, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Alam ta'alam anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi samai wal ardh. Do you not know that verily Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows whatever is in the sky and whatever is in the earth? Inna dhalika fi kitab. And the knowledge of everything is preserved in the book of deeds. Inna dhalika ala Allah yaseer. And to take account of the actions of the people on the day of judgment is very easy upon Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In this verse, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about His perfect and absolute ilm and knowledge. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows each and everything, and nothing is hidden from the perfect and absolute ilm of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Verse 71, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ. And the disbelievers, they worship besides Allah that for which Almighty Allah did not send down any proof. And they worship that for which they have no ilm, they have no knowledge. And there won't be any helper, no assistant for the oppressors. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمُنْكَرُ. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the attitude of the disbelievers when our signs, our ayat were recited before them, our ayat which were clear, then you would see disgust in the faces of the disbelievers. They're in a state of denial. They do not want to accept the message of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They are so angry, so upset when you recite the Quran to them that يَكَادُونَ يَسْطُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَكْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. They almost want to attack those people that recite upon them our ayat. They can't stand the Quran Kareem being recited. They can't stand the haqq being projected. They're in a state of denial, and when the haqq is projected, they get very angry and very upset. قُلْ أَفَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَٰلِكُمْ النَّارِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I not inform you of something worse than your disgust, the feeling of disgust when you hear the Qur'an Kareem? You don't like the feeling of the Qur'an Kareem, the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem, you feel disgusted with that. Should I not tell you something worse than that? Annar, the fire of hell. You can't bear the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem in this world, you don't want to accept it, your consequences will be then the fire of hell. وَعَدَهُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala promises hell for those people that disbelieve. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. And the fire of hell is a very bad place to return to. The common message in all these verses is about the existence of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and Tawheed and oneness in Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When the Haji performs Hajj, he dons the Ihram, he says Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, he makes tawaf around the Baytullah Sharif, he proceeds to Mina, he goes to Arafah, he comes to Muzdalifah, all the time he's chanting Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. He's making dua to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He's fully conscious of the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He says, Allah la sharika lak. Oh Allah, you one and alone, and Allah, there's no partner to you. And so many times he says the Labbaik, and he makes the ibadah of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gets saturated in his heart. So the greatest investment that the Hadi comes back with hope is the existence of Allah, consciousness of the presence of Allah, and Tawheed and oneness in Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given all of us common sense. We apply our common sense in everything. In our personal lives, we apply our common sense. We make decisions based on our common sense. We understand issues with common sense. We deny things based on common sense. That same common sense we should apply to understand the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It doesn't require a person to have a rocket scientist intelligence to understand the existence of Allah and to understand the presence of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Our common sense will just tell to us that Allah is present. Look around everything around us. Everything around us will tell us of the existence of Allah and the manifestation of the power and the qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Our common sense will tell us of the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Any person that is fair-minded, any person that is truthful and honest, he moves away any biasness, prejudice from him, he will definitely lead to the conclusion of the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When we look in within our own selves, look at the eyes through which we see. Who put the noor in the eyes through which we see? All of mankind can get together to put noor in the eyes, will never be able to see. It is Allah put it. We ourselves are helpless with our own organs, with our own limbs. The center of hearing, we have no control over it. Our sense of hearing, Allah gave it to us, but we have no control over it. Look at the tongue, look at our hands, look at our legs, look at how our hearts are pumping blood. Who does all that? None other than Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So, through our own human physical structure, we're able to understand the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the power of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Somebody asked Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, how did you recognize the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, I recognize the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala through a mulberry leaf. It's a tree, and from the leaf of a mulberry tree, I understood the existence of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then he explains. He says, a golden sheep eats that mulberry leaf and it produces dung. A gazelle, it eats that mulberry leaf and it produces musk. A bee, it sits on that mulberry leaf and it takes out the nectar from it and it produces honey. And a silkworm has to walk on the mulberry leaf and it produces silk. One leaf and so many different things are created from it. Who is the one that brought about the change? Who is the one that brought about a metamorphosis in all this? None other than Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, it is through the mulberry leaf that I was able to understand the existence and the power, the qudrat, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, he says, when I ponder upon the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, my mind goes to a closed palace. Not a single opening in the palace. Not a single window, not a single door, nothing. From outside the palace is completely clear, completely smooth. And after some time, one wall from the palace falls and suddenly a creation of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala comes out that can see, that can hear, that can smell, that can walk, can talk, can understand things over a period of time. Who has done this but Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? That palace refers to the womb of the mother, completely closed. And within the womb of the mother, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala creates a child. And then from the womb of the mother, now What we could not see from outside, everything happened inside, and now suddenly the child comes out, the child is able to see, the child is able to hear, the child is able to cry and ask for his milk. Who has done this but Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? An atheist once wanted a debate with Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi to prove the existence of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi readily accepted the challenge. A time was set out, venue was set out. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, he did not go to the venue on the appointed time. The atheist was there and all his people were also there. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi did not show up. The atheist was very happy that Imam Abu Hanifa Nu'man, he's afraid of fight debating with me, so I won the debate, he's lost the debate. And after some time, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi showed up. So the atheist asked him, then why are you late? He says that a mishap happened on the way. I had to cross a river and I saw something very strange and something very peculiar. One tree fell down. The branches of the tree got separated from the tree all by itself. And then the wood of the tree, it got cut up by itself and it formed into barks. And that automatically all the bark, they assembled together and formed into a boat. And I saw this miracle boat sailing, so I sat in a miracle boat and I came to you. So atheist said, I thought you're an intelligent person. How can I debate with you? Did you ever see a tree falling down, the branches were separating, the wood forming into a bark, and a boat is manufactured all by itself, coming to existence all by itself? How can that happen? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah addressed everyone there and said, exactly this is the answer to my debate. When a boat can't come into existence without a manufacturer being behind it, when a tree can't fall down by itself, when the bark of the tree cannot assemble into wood by itself, they require someone behind it, then this entire universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything, how can that come into existence without a creator behind it? Obviously, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the creator behind everything. This is the proof, the existence of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One old lady, some people, you don't require to be very intelligent to understand the existence of Allah. The general masses, they understand the existence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala through their limited understanding. One old lady, she was grinding the mill. So as she was hearing the name of Allah, as grinding the mill, she was saying, Allah, 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 grinding the mill. So one person happened to pass by. Whose name are you hearing? I'm hearing the name of Allah. Who is Allah? Is there anything like Allah? So the woman, she stopped grinding the mill. So a person asked, why you stop grinding the mill? So she said, when the mill can't move without the grinder behind it, how can the entire world continue functioning without Allah behind it? One person, he was doing some work in his farm and also hearing the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So one scientist passed by and asked him, what are you doing? And whose name are you taking? He said that I am taking the name of Allah, who is the Khaliq of the universe, who is our Raziq, who is our Hafiz, he was his salam, all the qualities of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned to a scientist. So the scientist started debating with him and telling him that there is no existence of Allah. The farm that you see, that soil that you till, everything is all just natural and it is all science. Science is responsible for all this. There is no creator behind this. And everything is based on the gravitational force. So he was a farmer and he is going to prove to this person, the scientist, the existence of Allah through his limited understanding. So he told the scientist, he tried to prove to him in different ways the existence of Allah, the scientist wouldn't believe. So he told the scientist, do you really believe in gravitational force? And gravitational force is responsible for the existence of this world? He said, mentioned, yes, exactly. So he took the stick, the farmer, he took his stick and he hit it on the head of the scientist. When the scientist got so angry, he said, "Why are you getting angry and upset? What attracted that stick was the gravitational force of the ignorance that is in your brains. And that is what has actually hit you. If you believe in gravitational force, so surely behind that there should be Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala." So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we understand the existence of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah is one and alone. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has no partner, and not having partner is the quwwat and the power in Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned in one hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about major sins, and one of it is an tushrika billah, to ascribe partner to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, wa an tad'u lillahi didda, and to ascribe and to make a partner with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, whereas Allah is one and alone. Who gets into partnership? Somebody can't do work by himself. Then you get into a partnership, you require the help and assistance of someone. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Subhan. Allah is free from any weakness and blemish. So how can we attribute partnership to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Attributing partnership to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is an expression of weakness, and Allah is free from any weakness. So Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then says in verse 73 of Suratul Hajj, "Ya ayyuhan nas, buriba masalun fastabi'ula," to show to us the oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Tawheed. O people, a parable has been mentioned for you. Fastami'ula, listen to it attentively. The adab of the Quran, when anything is mentioned about the Quran, especially Allah is saying here, an example has been given to you about Tawheed, so listen to it attentively. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَيَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَبَعُوهُ. Those people that call unto other things beside Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they worship other things beside Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, لَيَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. Those very objects of worship, they can't even create a fly. A small creation of Allah, they can't even create a fly. One of which tama'ula, even though all of mankind get together, everyone get together with all the skills, all the professionalism, whatever capability they have, get together to create just one fly, they will never be able to do that. And not only that, وَإِيَسْلُبُهُمُ الزَّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. If a fly had to sit on any object, any sweet object, and the fly has to take anything out away from the sweet object, then they will not be able to release what the fly has taken away. So what's the point of worshipping such an object which can't create a fly? And if the fly has taken something, they can't even attack the fly and release the item that the fly has taken away, what's the point of worshipping such an object? ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. So, worshipping anyone besides Allah, worshipping idols, the seeker of the idols, and the one that is being sought, the idol itself, both of them are completely weak. So, what's the point of worshipping something that's completely weak? When you worship something that's weak, you yourself become weak. But when you worship someone that's qadir, then Allah will make you qadir. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is most powerful. Worship Allah. Allah will fulfill your hajat. Allah is the one to fulfill your needs. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam once, with his army, was traveling to the small ant. It was sympathetic to the other ants around him. So he was very concerned what's going to happen to the other ants if Sulaiman alayhi salam, with his army, going to come, is going to trample upon all the ants. So this ant was sympathetic to the other ants, and it calls out and announces to the other ants, "Ya ayyuhan naml, udkhulu masakinakum, la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu wa hum la yash'urun." O ant, go away in your homes, in your holes. It shouldn't happen that Sulaiman comes with the army and trample upon you, and they won't even know they trampled upon you. Sulaiman alayhi salatu heard the speech of this ant. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was the Nabi of Allah. He was a king. Almighty Allah Tabarak was giving him power and dominion over many things. He knew the language of the birds, he knew the language of the animals, he knew the language of the creatures. So he heard the language of the creature, of the ant. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam called the ant and had a discussion with the ant. and ask the ant that how much rizq and how much food you get every day, how much you eat every day, the ant said, every day I get a few drops of water and some part of grains. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, okay, I'm going to put you to test. And put few droplets of water for that will suffice for the ant for some time and for some grains. After some time, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam checked that ant out. And what the ant was said was true. It had a few drops of water and few grains around it. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam got very happy and asked this ant, ask what you want. Is there anything that you want, I will give it to you. You know the power that Allah has given to me. Ant made such a request to Sulaiman alayhi salam, in spite of all the power that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had, he was unable to fulfill the request of that ant. That ant told to Sulaiman alayhi salam, see if you can increase my lifespan. What Allah can do, no man can do. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has given him power over so many things. On one instance, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made a request to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He wanted to feed the animals of the sea, and the creature of the sea, the animals of the animal kingdom. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, you cannot do that. I'm Raziq. I'm the provider. You can't do that. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would hold for some time. He made another request to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, give me that opportunity, give me that honor. You have given me so much of power. I want the honor of feeding the animals of the animal kingdom, the fish of the sea. Almighty Allah tabarak gave him the permission to do that. For 1 year, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, with all the resources that he had at his disposal, he prepared food. Imagine he had jinnat under his control, he had animals under his control. And one can imagine that with the power that he had over a period of short time in the morning, he was able to travel for 1 month's distance. Short time in the afternoon, he was able to travel cover up 1 month's distance. So much of power over a period of 1 year, what he must have prepared. After 1 year, he told the fish of the sea to come and partake of the meals. He told the animals to come and partake of the meals. One fish from the sea came and ate all the food that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had prepared over 1 year, with all the power and all the resources that he had. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was embarrassed. He's a host, ghar mein khana nahi, mehmanon ko bulaya. He felt very embarrassed about it. So, what is the animals of the animal kingdom, what are the other fish of the sea going to eat when this one fish ate everything? He called it a fish to reprimand the fish. Well, you came as a guest, you should consider that other guest to eat as well. So, Sulaiman, that fish then told to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, what are you reprimanding me for? You took the responsibility to provide my food for today. Today, I only eat quarter of what I eat every day of my life. That is when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam realized, Inna Allahu ar-Razzaqu zul quwwati al-Matin. Verily, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the sole provider. Only Allah gives. What Allah can do, no man can do. Every power lies in Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Every element around us, whatever we see around us, in that we can see the existence of Allah. Within us we see the existence of Allah. In the wall we see the existence of Allah. In the carpet we see the existence of Allah. In the paper we see the existence of Allah. In the roof we see the existence of Allah. In the sky we see the existence of Allah. In everything we see the existence of Allah. It requires a common sense for us to understand this. How can we then say there is no Allah? So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells to us, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Ibn Kathir, rahmatullah alayh, has given a very beautiful example to prove the existence of Allah. And he says, إِنَّ الْبَعْرُ لَيَدُلُّ عَلَى الْبَعِيرُ إِنَّ أَثَارَ الْقَدَمُ لَيَدُلُّ عَلَى الْبَصِيرُ فَالسَّمَاءَ ذَاتِ الْأَبْرَاجِ وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الْفِجَاجِ أَلَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى وُجُودِ اللَّطِيفِ الْخَبِيرِ. He says, when you walk in the jungle and you see the dropping of the animal, that will indicate to you that the animal has passed by. When you see the footprints of a person, you will understand that somebody has passed by. When you look at a beautiful sky, when you look at a beautiful earth, does that not show to us the existence of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? So Allah says that وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. The people who don't believe in Allah, or who do not believe in the oneness of Allah, they did not recognize, and they did not recognize the true esteem and the power of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Verily, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, all-powerful, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the greatest. We make dua, Almighty Allah Ta'ala give us full yaqeen, iman and conviction in Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant all the hujjaj, hajj mabrur, hajj maqbool, and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant all the hujjaj the desired purpose of the hajj, and that is to create the consciousness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and to have firm belief in the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.